121-760 WJR, retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief. Very colorful Steve Dolan is with us. You like the way I'm doing that, Steve?
Yeah, you. I'm not wearing my boots, but thanks.
No, but you are colorful.
Someone laughed in the background. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve, that was me.
And the reason we have you on is because you speak your mind.
I do.
Are not encumbered like everybody else who has a job that they have to worry about losing.
Thanks, I have a job. Thanks. Okay.
Do you have a job?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Do you have a job?
Actually,
I thought you were just...
I do have a part-time job.
Okay. Well, good for you. Can you tell us what it is, or is it safer for you not to tell us?
Well, I work for the Archdiocese of Detroit. Part-time.
Oh, my... Oh, I almost said, oh, my God, which would have been very appropriate.
It would have been very appropriate. Scary,
all right,
isn't it?
Let's move away from that right now.
let's do that.
Let me just say, the Archdiocese of Detroit has no say in what we're about to talk about. Okay,
geez, I know that.
Now
I
walked this into a hole. Okay,
yes, you did. Right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, you got to be proud of Dearborn Heights and the Dearborn Police Department, because
they said,
and they were right, those teens picked the wrong city to try to do a takeover of a festival over the weekend. Talk to me.
I think it was awesome. Dearborn and Dearborn Heights had always provided cadets or explorers. When I was at St. Sebastian, they had explorers in groups of two and cadets, and they patrolled the area, and they were the eyes and ears of the festival, and they did a good job. The fact that Dearborn Heights had all these other communities, including U of M Dearborn, ready to go was amazing. And I was very impressed that they shut it down. How many arrests did they make? Do we know offhand?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
But still,
yeah.
They shut it down. They're like, this is our festival, not yours. You don't belong here. Get the hell out. And that was great, I thought.
You know, this is happening more and more. Look, this is the Spirit Festival is one of Dearborn Heights' oldest community and family-oriented traditions. Within the sound of my voice, the wonderful people of the Old West End in Toledo, Ohio, just went through the same damn thing.
I know, and that's the sad part about it. And there's ways just to stop some of this violence and stuff. You know, these kids come in there, and at one festival I was at, you couldn't go anywhere near the rides unless you either had a bracelet or so many tickets. You want to come in here, you're going to spend your money, we're going to keep an eye on you. Oh, and you can't bring a backpack in either. So you can't bring fireworks or guns and stuff. Stuff like that, and tells people, they mean business. This is for fun. There's kids, delinquents, and criminals. We don't want the criminals.
I have some good news just coming in.
Go ahead.
And that is the Detroit City Council voted 6-2 today to approve a superseding curfew for minors in parts of downtown and along the riverfront during this year's Ford fireworks. Detroit Police First Assistant Chief Franklin Hayes told the council that the expanded curfew for minors affected on June 22nd will remain in place until 6 a.m. the following morning. It's requested annually by the police department to ensure the safety of the popular downtown event. Quote, I do support the ordinance. I supported it last year, and I'm going to continue to support it because it is responsible, District 2 Councilwoman Angela Whitfield Calloway said prior to Tuesday's vote. The whole intent is to keep people safe. So there you are. That's good news. Tony Michaels.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
They usually have to have a chaperone or whatever. Is it 18 or 21 to be the adult with the kids? Did they mention
18.
That at all or not?
I believe 18. It's 18.
Okay. I'd prefer a little older.
What Mike said it was 18.
Yeah, he said, yeah. I prefer
you think
a little
it should
older,
be 21?
Me. I mean, okay. Okay, so I'm 18 and you're 15, and I'm an idiot. You're going to follow me because I'm an idiot. I'm your older brother, right? But if I'm 21, okay.
Oh,
well,
Steve, I'm sorry.
You were an idiot. I was.
I misunderstood your question.
Wait a minute. There's a correction here.
I misunderstood Steve's question. I thought he meant, is the curfew for people 18 or 21?
The curfew is for people 18, but people under 18 can be chaperoned by an adult, and what he's asking is, do they consider an 18-year-old chaperone an adult or a 21 and older?
Or a 21-year-old.
That I don't know.
Chaperone. Okay, I would prefer an older chaperone. Because again,
sure.
You're 18, you're right out of high school. You're 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks out of high school, and now you're the adult?
Right.
Come on.
Right. Okay. And you were reflecting back on when you were 18 and saying you were a knucklehead.
Well, I still am. But when I was 18, you could actually buy liquor. Remember those days?
I do not remember anything about my youth.
Oh, okay.
I do remember this. 3-2 beer from Canada.
Yes. Yes,
and
yes,
and
yes,
I never drank
yes.
it because I never had a taste for beer, whether it was 3-2 or fully loaded. It was never for me.
Okay, fair enough. We'll go.
Boone's Farm apple wine was probably my drink of choice.
And Annie Green Springs, too?
Oh, well, you know, you're really spreading me out here. MD-40. I don't even know MD-40.
It was $1 a bottle back then. Remember that? It was $1 a bottle of wine.
Dollar a holler. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're showing our
and
age.
We
anyway.
Lived to tell about it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
You and I were in cars with metal dashboards and no seatbelts. And we lived to tell about it. I don't know how.
Crazy concept. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But this is something we don't need. We do not need these teen takeovers.
I agree.
If they want attention, we'll give it to them. We've done it. I've raised millions of dollars in the past for the police athletic league. PAL is there.
Sure.
There are all kinds of things for kids to do, to have fun. And use their energy and all of that. They don't need to go out and break laws and cause trouble. They're going to get in trouble for themselves.
Or their parents could slap them upside the head and say, don't embarrass me. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say it, but I fear
that slapped upside the head back in the day. I turned out semi-normal.
I'm guessing several times, Steve. I'm just guessing. But here's... But here's the thing. No, I'm sorry. You set me up.
Okay.
I knock him down.
I did.
This is like having Dave Rieger back in the chair and being able to beat him up. But seriously, the fact of the matter is I totally forgot what I was going to say. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It wasn't important. It wasn't more important than us.
I just slapped your kid upside the head and get your attention. That's all.
You did.
Not beat him up. Just get your mind right.
I know what I was going to say, that I'm afraid more parents, because now they both feel they have to work because of all the things we want, but we get a lot of stuff we don't need. If I could have half the money back from all the stuff I wasted money on, I'd be rich. But forget that. I'm afraid parents don't slap them upside of the head, and that's just an expression. I am not suggesting physically beating your child. But what I'm saying is that, unfortunately, parents feel they have to take the kid's side because they're not there for them most of the time. So when there's an opportunity, it's us against them when it shouldn't be.
But they can say no once in a while.
Well, they have to.
No once in a while.
If they want their kids to grow up and be good people, they have to.
I agree.
All right, I'm glad we solved all that.
I'm glad we did, too.
All right, Steve.
It's always a joy talking to you. It's always an experience.
It's always our joy and experience.
I'm sure it is.
Steve Dolot, who can be found at the Archdiocese of Detroit, who would have ever guessed it, retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief, who tells it like it is, here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.